Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. If you overcome, you will not be hurt at all by the second death. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. If you overcome, I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will you leave it. I will write on you the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on you my new name. I will give you a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to you who receive it. I will also give you the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God, and the right to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. If you overcome, you will be dressed in white. I will never blot out your name from the book of life, but will acknowledge your name before my Father and his angels. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. If you acknowledge me before people, I will also acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. But if you deny me before people, I will deny you before my Father in heaven. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Go into the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be damned. If you do my will to the end, I will give you authority over the nations, just as I have received authority from my Father. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. You will be able to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Father, the time has come. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I shared with you before the world began. I pray also for all those who will believe in me through the message, that all of them may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world.